Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. I'm Craig Brandt. I'm running for City Council District 1 in Oakland, California.
When did you decide to run?
July 16th of this year. That's my birthday. So I decided to run. Basically, I have two girls that are 11 and 13, and I got worried about their future. And I thought, okay, I can worry about it and do nothing, or I can worry about it and try and get engaged. So I decided, well, okay, here we go.
How's it been?
You mean the campaign? It's been a trip. It's a lot of meeting a lot of people. I've been doing a lot of door-to-door, and most people are very happy to have me come to the door and talk, and going to a number of forums. I've lost track how many forums I've gone to. And that's that. There's a certain amount of grind with the work, but when you actually sit down and talk to people one-on-one, there's some energy behind that that kind of lifts you up and keeps you going. Yeah.
So how much involvement have you had with politics up until now, or up until you decided to start campaigning?
None. Zero. This is the first time I've ever run. So I'm, and in some respects, I'm probably the worst politician of the bunch because of that. I say what's on my mind. I say what I think is right. And, you know, I try to do it kindly and not, you know, with kindness behind it. But I will say what I believe. And I try to come up with very specific programs so that it's not just platitudes and it's not just talk, talk, talk. Yeah. So that kind of makes me a little different.
What would you do if you were elected?
Okay, so I have two things I'm pushing right now, and this is, you know, crime is a big deal. So the thing I'm pushing is an $80 parcel tax for 4 years as an emergency situation that we're facing to hire more police officers. That money be dedicated just for that purpose. So here I am being a bad politician. You know, I'm proposing a tax increase. But I really think we need it. I mean, we're almost down to under 600 police officers in Oakland. By January, we might well be. So we're in an emergency, and you kind of need to deal with it. And you can't just stand up and say, I want 800 officers. How are you going to pay for it? You know, you need a budget. You need to be able to get there somehow. So that's my plan. I'm very specific about that. The other thing I want to do is I want to give a small tax cut to new businesses that come to Oakland. So Oakland has a Oakland business tax, and it's on gross receipts. And depending on what kind of business you are is what the tax rate is. But essentially what I want to do is take the first $100,000 of gross receipts for any new business and say, okay, no tax on that, zero, and for the first year. And you don't have to pay your $60 registration fee. Just come to Oakland, try us for 1 year, and you know, if it works, great. Then we got you, and we want your business. You know, and this is so it will cost us a little bit of money. So here I am, a tax break for new businesses. So that may be a good thing, or some people might think, well, aren't you going to make the fiscal crisis worse? And I said, well, no, I have to think long term too. So that makes me a little different. No one else is proposing a tax cut for small businesses. Yeah.
So for the parcel tax, we've seen parcel taxes go down in flames. What makes you think this one would fare any better?
Well, it's a year later now. And, you know, the reason it's a crisis. I mean, you know, we have children that are being shot. And we have right now an 11-year-old boy that has a bullet in his liver. And my daughter's 11. And it's like, oh, you know, I can't ignore that. And neither can Oakland. And if you don't have enough officers, you're not going to be able to take care of your schools. You're not going to be able to attract new businesses. You got to get the most important thing is you got to have a safe city to begin with. And if you don't get that, then everything else isn't going to fall in place. So you got to start there. So that's why I'm really pushing this.
Hey.
I really like cats. Yeah. Can you hear that? Yeah. Yeah, that's So, you know, I guess what makes you think that, you know, you would be able to go in there and do all that politicking? It seems like, you know, there's certain ways in which being an outsider is a good thing and other ways in which, you know, you got to know how to make deals. Do you feel like you'd be able to do that kind of stuff?
Building a coalition is a very important part of it. And yes, I do. You know, we have sort of no choice. And so you need to get people together. And I know everyone else is kind of afraid to say, well, let's try parcel tax again. So, you know, if you're going to be a leader, you stick your neck out. And you say, look, everyone, this is what we need to do. And I'll lead the charge. Will you join in? And I think I can get people now to say, oh, well, we are at a crisis, you know. And certainly when the election's done, people will loosen up a bit and get more real. But I understand right now when you're in the middle of a campaign, the last thing you want to do is say, oh, I want to raise taxes. Well, if you're going to lead people, then you got to lead with a program. And that's my program, you know. So we'll see. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict the future, but you know, something has to be done. And if it isn't going to be the parcel tax, then what the heck is it going to be? You know, that's what's your plan? You know, you show me an alternative and I'll consider it. You know, if you got another idea, let's do it. You know, I'm open. So
what's your feeling about the growing pension and unfunded healthcare costs of the city?
My feeling is that it's in 4 years' time, we're going to have to face it. And we better start dealing with it right now. So we bought some bonds, paid a whole lot of money for these bonds that bought us 4 years. We have to sit down with the retirees, and we have to sit down with all sides and start planning for it now. And I was asked this before, well, what do you see as a possible solution? Well, the only possible solution really is, and this is, again, not a nice thing to say, but means somehow reducing the benefits for retirees and increasing taxes. And some combination between there that's fair for both sides, meaning the city and the public, and fair to retirees. Otherwise, you face the potential, like Len is saying, and I don't know if Len is right or not, but he's saying, you know, we could face bankruptcy. I'm not sure that we would face bankruptcy, but I don't want to go there. So you better start. We got 4 years to figure it out. You start now. And you start negotiating now, and you figure it out now. You don't wait. And, you know, it's been a history with Oakland that we wait to the last minute. We waited to the last minute to work the deal out at the Oakland Army Base. You know, we're waiting now to the last minute to finally get our act together with this receivership problem we're having with the police. It's been 9 years in the making. Why has it taken 9 years? So, you know, my view is you confront problems head on now. You don't wait. You start dealing with it now. Bad politician, actually. Who wants to hear that? You know, who wants to hear that? Oh, my goodness, you know, we got a crisis. People want to hear a message of hope. And, you know, that's why they elected Obama, in part. A message of hope, and that the future's going to be bright. And it is for Oakland. You know, I really do believe that. But you still got to take care of your business, too, before we can get to that bright future. So, all right, let's do it.
So that 4 years you're talking about was, I guess, for the PFERS when the pension holiday expires. But then there's also the CalPERS stuff. So you're talking about, like, kind of across-the-board pension renegotiations?
Yeah, well, CalPERS is a separate thing now. That's, you know, CalPERS is state law that's going to, and it's already, you know, we had that. Some changes have already been made. So, and Brown proposed additional changes, Governor Brown. And he got part of what he wanted. And we saw that that's going to help. But there's going to be more negotiations going on there statewide, for sure. Yeah.
Nothing, you're not advocating anything on the city side?
Well, you know, if you read part of that legislation, it said that for 5 years, we had like this window where we could sit down with our people that are on CalPERS, meaning the public employees now, and try to renegotiate with them. At the end of 5 years, if you don't figure it out, then something's going to happen from the top. So there is a window there to try and work it out. So, all right, let's do it.
Do you see yourself having any problems from the police and fire kind of by not being endorsed by them? Do you think they'd see you as sort of an outsider, an enemy or something?
No, I'm not an enemy of public employees at all. In fact, I understand that they are protecting the middle class. And they are sort of like the last barrier against the Koch brothers and everyone else out there who's trying to destroy the middle class. So I understand they play a very important role. But I also understand that if I'm going to be voting on their wages and their benefits and their retirement benefits, I want to stay neutral. I want to go in with a neutral position. It's like, look, I'm not taking sides with you. I'm not taking sides with you. I'm not taking sides with you. I'm going to be fair to everyone. And so that is that's where I'm headed, you know. And that, I learned that from being a lawyer. If you're going to sit down and negotiate, you try to negotiate from a position that allows everyone to view you as fair, and to be treated fairly. You can't take sides before you sit down at the table. So I don't want to take sides before I sit down at the table. Yeah.
Can you say more about economic development and what you do for it?
Well, other than the specific proposal that I have, you know, economic development has worked really well in Oakland when it's kind of from the ground up. So Art Murmur, you know, years ago it started with rock, paper, scissors and a few galleries. They got together and they started that idea. And the city pretty much hands off. They didn't make them get a permit to block off the street, which, you know, normally the police would come in and say, oh, you can't block off the street at night like that, you know, but they did it. And so the police just sort of stayed back. And it grew, and it got to the point now where the city has to step in and start negotiating and start fixing it because it's 10,000, 15,000 people. Well, you know, that grew organically. That really wasn't, you know, other than the city sort of backing off and letting them have the space to grow, and it worked. So that's what works in Oakland, is that you want to create a space for people to have their creative energy, and we do really well when we do that. And we have, you know, we have reduced rents here, commercial properties cheaper here. We have all this space available for growing, and we have a lot of young people that don't fit in with sort of like the San Francisco crowd, I'll call it, but they're just as energetic and they're just as smart, and they need a home. And they're coming here to the East Bay, and they're looking for space to be that creative force. And I want them here, you know, and they're already here. So, again, it comes back to this thing of, okay, I'll give you a small tax break. You start a business. If you hire one person, then I know it's going to create two more jobs because there's the vendors and there's all the supplies and everything that goes on to help that one business stay afloat. So it's a multiplier effect. So for every business, for every job, there's two more behind it. So it has this great potential. And it's sort of this philosophy of, well, kind of stay out of the way and help where you can. So it's a, you know, but basically it's try to stay out of the way as much as possible in these days. Yeah.
It kind of wraps it up, but I don't know if you have anything else you want to say.
I would like to say this, that Oakland's going to get through this. I have no doubt in my mind we will. It's a great city, has all this diversity, has all these dedicated people. All of my colleagues that are running also for this position, they're all, they have years of experience behind them, years of public service behind them. They're all very thoughtful and dedicated and concerned about this city, and any one of them would be great in that position. I really mean that. So we're very lucky. I mean, in District 1, we're very lucky that we have all these choices. We don't have the choice between the worst of two evils kind of thing. We have the choice, the best of seven. So I think that's great. That's a really good sign of how we're going to do.
Cool. Thank you. I just need maybe just 10 seconds of just the sound of the room. So
yeah.